created with vision and inspiration. Thermo-4 for power, precision, and control. The Havoc series from Mavericks Pickleball. Almost a year ago, I met Matt Miller of Mavericks. He still has vision. And the Havoc series has some new poppy and powerful additions. Let's pop on the court. It's the Pickle with Mickle interview series 00. Start. All right. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickle. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Happy to have you on the virtual court with me here today. Hard to believe, Matt, it's been almost a year. It was June 9th of last year that we talked. You were just starting out, and so was I. Now we're coming full circle, and so I'm super excited to have you here. It's the Pickle with Mickle interview series. I've got Matt Miller, Mavericks Pickleball, on the court with me again. I'm excited. Matt, how are you tonight? What's new with Mavericks? Let's just get right into it.
Yeah, it's, man, thank you for the introduction. But yeah, it's been a while. And I mean, well, it's only been a year, but man, it's been a road. And I'm glad that we've kind of got through that initial phase of, launching this brand and getting off the ground. But it's crazy, yeah, to think back at a year ago when you and I sat here talking and thinking about, you know, just what we were doing and kind of not knowing what the future held. And to be where we're at today is, it's great to look back. But yeah, I mean, after you and I talked, we launched in July of last year, and we had a really good launch. There was a lot of good momentum. And building a brand, it takes time. It's brick by brick, and there's kind of two ways that you can go about it. You can put a paddle out like 6-0 Legacy and hit the jackpot, you know, kind of get lucky. Or, you know, you build brick by brick, and that's kind of, you know, where that's what we're doing right now. And it's the long-term vision, the 5-10 year vision, but we're not stopping. It's where we're building and moving forward. And that's, you know, just kind of building a strong foundation. And, but yeah, everything's been going well. We launched the Havoc 16 Power and Control last year, which, like I said, did really well. We kind of were trying to find our bearings there, trying to find what direction to go with players and all that stuff. And we ended up signing Drake Palm, who's been awesome for the brand. Love him, his family, just kind of, you know, I was super attracted to him, just the way he holds himself, he plays. I think that he has a really bright future. And he's been awesome for the brand. So he's been a big part of our success. And then also Dennis Rodriguez, as you had on the podcast, has been pivotal to our success, just with all of his R&D and everything else that he brings to the table. I'm always bouncing stuff off the wall with him. But yeah, got those two guys, kept moving forward. Holiday season was good. Last year, we started working on new paddles, and that's, you know, where we are today. And we had a lot of iterations of the paddle that we finally came out with, and there was different directions that we could go. Wanted to do something different. Somebody threw out the idea of 15 millimeter, and I completely snuffed it. I didn't want to do it it's not what the
Let's start right there because I appreciate what you've been saying, and now it makes sense how when we talked a little pre-show, it kind of looked like you were in your kitchen. Now you got the brick and mortar there, because like you're saying, building Mavericks one brick at a time. I'm picking up what you're laying down. I like that. When you came out with the Havoc Power and Control, they were 16. And most paddles we see out there are 14, 16. Now we've got the new model, innovation. We're going to talk about the constant need of innovation, because I know you've got some great ideas and things that you're learning. But just like you just said, the new model, the Pro and the All Court, it's a 15. Yep. And your reaction is like, I didn't want to do it, but you did. Yeah. Talk about that.
Right. Yeah. So like I said, somebody lobbed it out to me, and it's always an idea, but as a new brand, when you're looking into launching a product, it is a big capital investment. So, and part of launching a brand is, you're rolling the dice, but it's it's hard to invest all that capital and kind of roll the dice on something that the market's not familiar with. So I was a little bit standoffish, just from the standpoint of, hey, we're at a fork in the road. What direction do we go? So anyways, ended up doing it. We got the mold. I said, fuck it. Excuse my language. You know,
oh, you're good.
Let's do it. We got those things. And my God, the feedback that we had was amazing. And I didn't think it would be that drastic because, you know, you're taking a millimeter off, but we were increasing power and yet the sweet spot felt larger than we did with a 16 millimeter paddle. And then it felt more nimble. So, and then we were kind of testing some different cores, different materials. And then we came upon a carbon Kevlar blend that we started using with, and we're testing kind of different layers or how many layers of material we can put on there. And we came to this carbon Kevlar blend and the thing hits like a damn truck. Yet normally paddles that hit hard, the sweet spot shrinks significantly. And with this carbon Kevlar blend, we were able to kind of maintain the sweet spot, yet it still hits like a damn truck.
I was joking with somebody, I was joking with somebody.
Yeah.
I was telling them I was having you on the show and I was telling them about your new paddle and I was telling them how it's a carbon Kevlar blend. Right. And I said, I mean, this is perfect for presidential pickleball. Secret Service out there protecting. Yeah. And I was talking to a lady and she's like, well, what about the condom manufacturers? They got to jump on this thing. Whoa, look out. But we've got some of the stats up here on the paddle. And like you mentioned, at 15, we're finding still a great sweet spot and it's hitting like a freight train. Dennis couldn't stop talking about some of the power. And then I've heard other great things from other people too, but keep going. I mean, it looks sharp too. Let me get back to the picture of it because I mean, this thing is tight.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the big, the most unique things about our paddles and this shape is, and I don't know if I talked about this much on our first podcast, but we're taking an elongated paddle, which is 16 and a half inches long. Normally with an elongated paddle, you get a swing weight of 122, 123 up to 130. For us to actually manage to have a swing weight of 116 to 118 with an elongated paddle is just about unheard of other than some really, really thin paddles. So, you know, all the feedback that we get is that the paddle's super nimble. And there again, I entertained the idea of different shapes. And the one thing that I know with branding is that, you know, you got to stay in the niches, especially in a saturated market. So the paddle's not going to be for everybody, but it will be for some people or a lot of people. And everybody that tries our paddle loves it. And it's been great. But yeah, this new Pro Series, we really wanted to increase pop and power. And that's what we were able to do with this carbon Kevlar blend. We tested some different cores. The core that we used, we felt like we were getting the most, or it was the best balance of the pop power without completely shrinking that sweet spot. Because I mean, we could put a core in there with a super, super small honeycomb cell size and the thing would hit like a truck, but your sweet spot would be, sweet spot be nothing. And so there's a fine line.
Explain that a little more as much as you can, because some of the new paddles that are hitting the market, and I comment all the time, Matt, it seems like April is paddle drop month. Yours is coming out and they've got pop. And I've talked to a friend of mine playing with the new Yola. And he's just like, I got to go back to my old one. He's like, this is great. This thing, but it hits like a truck and he's not getting enough, hardly any control. He wasn't hitting all of his good shots.
So my personal opinion is that what is currently happening in the market is the market is so driven by these paddle reviewers that they are kind of directing which direction the paddles go. And the thing is that most of them are, I guess, higher level players or play with higher level guys, and they all want pop and power because that's what you need when you really reach those high levels. But the paddle reviewers audience are not pros. And so we saw that with the Gearbox paddle where, I'm not going to name the name, but the guy, you know, touted it, everybody went out and bought it, and then people are like, what the heck? And I believe that that's what's happening, is that everybody believes that they need more pop and power because, well, the pros are doing it and the paddle reviewers are, you know, that's what they like. But I don't know. I personally think that we're going to eventually see a little bit of a shift back. And a great example, gosh, so the Johns brothers, you know, they just came out, the Yola just came out the Alpha paddles. Well,
yes,
this weekend at Los Cab, the PPA, they're not playing with Alpha paddles. They're playing with their old generation two paddles, but they're painted as the Alphas. And the reason being is that both those guys like to reset and control the ball.
Yes.
So I don't know.
You don't want to get in a cross court dink battle with either one of those guys. They will slice you to ribbons. And
no.
I like how you mentioned that. We watch pros. We watch pro tennis players. We watch pro golfers. We want the stuff they have. A lot of us have to remember we aren't that. And so
totally.
I don't need the same paddle that maybe X player swings, but I need a paddle that grows with my game. And that's what I've liked about the Havoc series from Mavericks, Matt, is I started playing with the power, the 16 power.
Right.
It's my main paddle.
Right.
I tried the control a little bit, but I really like the power and it's grown with my game.
Right.
And I've had other people hit it and play with it and they like it. And maybe they want to go back to another one. But to your point, if you give it a chance and it will grow with you. And I still get pop out of the 16 and I can't wait for the 15.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because a lot of people that try our paddle now, and it's, I mean, God, it's probably 99% of the time people try it. They love it. And it's because it does have a massive sweet spot, the 16 I'm talking about, and it still hits relatively hard, not quite like what a fiberglass paddle does, but it hits very hard. And I think that it's refreshing for people because, again, like we get so many people coming from a gearbox paddle or something. And why do they have a gearbox paddle? Because the paddle reviewers told them that they needed a gearbox paddle.
Right.
And so then they try our paddle and they absolutely love it. But yeah, the Havoc 6 or Havoc 15 all court is an awesome transition for the person that, like, if you're in love with the Havoc 16 power, the 15 all court is, I would say, like a notch above that in power, yet you still have the same control. And so it is, it's almost like buying the next year car, like you just upgraded your car to the next year and you get a little bit more bells and whistles, it drives a little tighter. And that's kind of the best transition if you love the Havoc 16 power. 15 all four.
If you paddle guys, Matt, would bring paddles out like they did cars, that might be okay. You're bringing them out like iPhones, for crying out loud. It's, I mean, one comes out, then the next one's coming. Talk about how you got to keep up.
I'm just trying to keep up. And I mean, this hasn't been public, but we have three more paddles in the hopper right now that are going to be released this year. So
awesome.
We're going to have what is that? Seven paddles by the end of the year. So,
so cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned a fiberglass surface. Are you going to go back to that at all? Or are you going to stick on carbon Kevlar combos? I mean, carbon really became kind of the surface of choice. We saw fiberglass kind of diminished. Right. Do you see that coming back at all?
So, fiberglass is actually very popular and it's very commonly used. It's just not marketed because the word fiberglass is not appealing. But a lot or the majority of power paddles right now are fiberglass. And the reason being is fiberglass hits a lot harder than the carbon fiber. We are coming out with a paddle that is 100% fiberglass The base is carbon fiber. It has fiberglass mixed in to give it a ton of pop and power. And that paddle I wasn't going to do that paddle. And I had some prototypes of it. And Dennis is playing with it. And he's like, bro, I love this thing. You've got to do it. And so then I'm talking to Drake. And I'm like, Drake, how much power do you need? Like, and Drake's response was something like, you know, the more pop and power, the better I can learn to control it. And so I'm like, all right, well then let's build this paddle that is 100% fiberglass and it will hit like a truck. It is going to be a, you know, it's called the Pro X. That
Nice.
It is. Yeah, it's going. I'm not going to tell you the model name because it'll give away. But the ending
you,
is
you
Pro
toiled
X,
enough
it's
right
going
there.
To
Pro
be a step
X,
above.
right? Pro X. We got enough right
Yeah.
there, and we got we
Yeah.
know it's going to come out
Yeah.
like a freight train. And if Drake's already saying, "Just give me more pop and power," and I think Dennis was teasing that one to me
Yeah.
when he was on the show. So that's
Yeah.
great. I mean, so
Well,
many great
there's
things happening.
yeah. Yeah, we know we do have we have two other paddles which are completely under the radar right now, and I literally today sent them out to the reviewers or to a handful of them. And depending on that feedback will be dependent on when that paddle launches.
Okay.
So it could be in a month, it could be 2 months, could be 3 months. I'm not positive, but we will have all those paddles here probably in 3 weeks or so and be ready to launch. So
Very cool.
yeah,
Very
we're
cool. And
moving,
that
but yeah.
anticipation, right? For even for you, it's always a part of it
Yeah.
because you're always on to kind of your next
Yeah.
step. And so let's talk about that. You just came back, you had a little trip overseas. You were able to really immerse into pickleball
Yeah.
and what you do, which
Right.
is making paddles. Now, I mean, you got
Right.
some other cool gear we can talk about, folks.
Absolutely.
You can go to maverickspickleball.com, get
Right.
maybe a cool hat like that. Are the bags ready? I know when we've talked, there's a,
Yeah.
are the bags ready? Can we get bags yet? Tell the people.
So the bags are still available on our website at pre-sale. They should have been here by now. They're stuck in
I
customs because they left China, gosh, probably 4 weeks ago at least. So I thought they were going to be here this week. I would imagine next week at the latest. So
You can
they
still
are
order,
right there,
folks.
ready to ship. And we haven't. I should mention that we have not really pushed the marketing on the backpack yet. It's been a very subtle introduction, and that's kind of by design. We didn't want to overshadow the
The
paddles that we're
paddle.
coming out with. So it's the backpack for us was. It's not our focus. It's kind of more of an accessory, which it's a really nice backpack,
Yeah, look sharp.
but it's not our focus. And so, yeah, we didn't want to really push the marketing on it yet while we're in the midst of launching these paddles. But yeah, you mentioned I just came back from overseas, and I did. I was in China for 2.5 days. So 21-hour plane, sure, 21 hours of travel for 2.5 days. But it was awesome. I needed to get over there, and I wanted to see the finished production of our Havoc paddles,
Yeah.
get over there and talk to the factory heads, and it was an amazing experience. It opened a ton of doors that were not open until I went over there, just as far as building prototypes and all that kind of stuff, and just understanding because there are some parts of the paddle building, and like I've torn apart a lot of paddles, and like I understood the construction, and we send them all of our specs that we want. They build it to that spec, but there
Right.
was a couple parts of the process that I wasn't 100% familiar with, and so I wanted to go over there and spend some time at the factory and really see how stuff was done, because it then opens my mind to the possibilities that we can do with our R&D and innovation. And so yeah, now they've extended the or invited me. They want me to come back for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They said, whatever you want, you come back, and we will whatever ideas you have, we'll build those, we'll work on them until we get to
Wow.
the finished product. And then whenever we get to that finished prototype, then they'll make me a bunch of them, and we'll come back. And so it's awesome to have that, because literally I can design a prototype in one day, and they will have that thing pumped out the same day in the factory. And
That is cool.
so to have that opportunity is going to be huge for Mavericks going forward. I'm hoping to get back over there maybe in August or something, to or a little bit sooner, and start developing a paddle, which will probably launch May of next year. So
Yeah, I mean, you could get over there, like you said,
yeah, exciting.
you could spend 2 weeks over there and maybe come out of there with two
Yeah.
paddles ready to launch after you leave, right?
Right.
I mean, and just getting into
Yeah.
it, because I know you like to get in there and tinker, and it's evident in how you build
Yeah.
the paddle and you get great response. Talk a little
Right.
more about that process. I know when Dennis was on the show, he's helping you a little bit, but you really get in there and there's a lot of testing, there's a lot of building that goes into it before you finally decide, okay, this is going to be the 15 Pro. This is going to be the 15 All Core. I'm done tinkering. This is the one. And then again, yeah, as you go into the Pro X, folks, toiler alert, Pro X, same process. Yeah. But I mean, to me, it's fascinating. And one question too, have you thought at all, longer grip at all, easier two hand? I know your grips I love because they're a little longer than standard, yeah, but just go ahead and more thoughts on that. Yeah. I'm just going to keep throwing stuff at you.
Yeah, one of the paddles that we, I'll just say this. Yes, the paddles, that two of the paddles that we have that'll be launched this year do have a 5.5-inch handle.
Yummy.
And possibly a different shape.
Okay. Oh, I love it. Keep toiling, Matt. Keep toiling for the people. I'm trying to get the next pro you're going to sign out of, and you won't budge, but keep going. This is awesome. Talk to me more about what you learned over there and how this is going to go into the next phase of Mavericks. Okay. Let's kind of talk about your vision for that growth. Right. Here we are a year later. Lots of great things have been happening for you. What's kind of, you mentioned 5-year plan, but reel the vision in a little bit.
Well, the idea here is that, I mean, we're very paddle focused, and I want to stay very paddle focused with Mavericks until we build that foundation. And that's why we don't have erasers or balls or any of that yet. And I think part of that is it just kind of, while it doesn't take a ton of work, it does pull away from what our bread and butter, the core of this business should be. And it's, you know, trying to build the best paddle possible. So that's where my focus is right now, is just paddles. We want to build that solid foundation and get that reputation. From here, I mean, the one thing that I want to continue to do is just build paddles that are different. I don't want to build more double black diamonds with different graphics on them.
And it's hard, in case you didn't realize that, folks, a lot of paddles that you might see on the market might look similar because they are cut from the same mold. It's fair to say that.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just, you know, I don't want to get away from that. And it's hard sometimes because, I mean, there's only so much you can do with a polypropylene core and only so much you can do with carbon fiber. I do want to move forward and really start to get into innovation. And where my mind is too, like, everybody's trying to go with foam cores and all this stuff right now. And the way my brain is wired is that I go, they're just cattle. Everybody's following each other. So I'm going to turn around and go the other direction and try something completely different. Because that's how you discover, like, you know, new materials that'll really work. It's like, you can't just follow the other people and, hey, we're going to add a little foam here and there. So that's a big goal. And I mean, you know, who knows how far we get with it this year, but we will get there. And I think a dream or the goal of mine is to get the company this year to a place where I could take somebody like Dennis and Drake, a couple guys with me to China, you know, and have a business vacation / prototyping trip, you know, for 2 weeks. Let's go bang out prototypes. I think those guys would love it. It'd be awesome to capture on video. And that's my ultimate goal here this year, is to get to a place where I could take Dennis for sure. Mention it to him, but he doesn't know that he doesn't have a choice. He's going.
So, no, he's locked in. He'll go. Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah.
Dude, well, and I think that's also important is that the idea of, you know, testing different ideas, right? It's trying to stay ahead, trying to be a little different, right? Swing different, folks. Swing different. MavericksPickleball.com. You can pre-order these AVIC 15s, right? They can pre-order. Pre-sale still going on. Little discount on the website. Just got to keep peppering that in there too, right?
So we did launch the pre-order on April 15th, and the batch that we originally ordered, we completely sold out of that. I mean, I keep a little bit in reserve for any warranty issues into the pros. But when I went over there, so I went over to China, they're speeding up production very quickly, and we will have another, I guess, second launch, you can say, probably mid-May, but coming up. So yeah, just tune into the website and, or tune into our social media and we'll have those updates. But, Haven 15 is, it's going to be an amazing paddle, and the graphics are Very happy with them.
No, looks really good. Looks sharp. I've already heard from multiple accounts that it plays really well. And once I start swinging it, folks, you're going to hear about it also. And then kind of just back to what you were saying, social media presence. I know that's important to you. And as you're building a brand, you're building a company in this digital social media age. That's something I know that you kind of had to work your way into as well. But now, coming full circle with your social presence also, and congratulations, because the people you're working with, you're getting some great stuff out there, and it's awesome to see.
I appreciate it. The social media, and I think it kind of comes back to some of my background, just video editing and graphics, and the aesthetic of the brand has always been something that I wanted to put at the forefront. And building that social media, I mean, it kind of tells the subconscious mind, like people don't really realize, but when you see a brand, that aesthetic, whether you consciously realize it or not, like you're judging a brand and the quality and the trust that all comes into the branding and the image. And so that's why I've been so focused, or I put so much emphasis into making sure that our brand kind of translates or transcends that message to the customer, you know, that we're not trying to cut corners, that like we take pride in this brand and we want to mold it into something, you know, really nicely. So yeah, I've put a lot of time and effort into that, and there's a lot more I want to do with it, but you know, as we build, the budget will be there. And then, you know, somebody who we signed just recently who's been great for our social media is Clayton Boyston. And he's been awesome. I started talking with him, and just who he was, how he held himself, fit the brand really well. I love his social media presence. His videos are great. And so he's been awesome to have him a part of the squad. And yeah, it's been great, man. It's growing.
Well, and as you mentioned him, and you mentioned Drake, and I mentioned Luke, I mean, these are young players who are starting to make some noise on tour too. And it's cool. Right. Like even when I'm shuffling around and I see somebody walk by, and there's the Mavericks and there's Mavericks. And so it's great to kind of see that growing. Let's talk a little bit here about the sport itself, right? I mean, you're making paddles, and I love how you say that's the foundation of where we are. Yeah, we're going to have a backpack for you. You can get a hat or a shirt, but we're innovating. We're making these paddles that are, and they're great paddles. I really like them. Talk about the game, because everyone wants power, like you know. However, I think even the pros might tell you it's still about getting up in there into the kitchen, right? It's about that chess match. It's about that mental fortitude to when the opening is there, now I'm speeding you up. Now I'm popping you up or shoulder, and I'm going to pop you because my paddle's going to deliver that thing right into your shoulder or your hip, and you're not going to get it back. I mean, that's where the power's fun. That's where I think the power should be used. We're not standing back at the baseline trying to whip winners all the time, unless you're 25 playing singles, for crying out loud. And I'm not. I mean, maybe your singles game is on point. I don't know.
Well, my singles game, I thought I was good at singles when I started pickleball. And funny story real quick. When I started playing at the fire station, I thought I was good at singles. And so I entered a tournament in Anaheim, and it was midsummer. It was 95 degrees that day. And I entered 4-0 because I'm like, well, I think I'm a 4-0. And
there you go.
I was quite confident that I was. And I showed up, and it's pretty apparent I was not a 4-0. They mopped that damn court with me. I got absolutely worked. Anyway, so that's kind of where my singles, I started playing doubles after that.
Right to doubles. Now, was that a 4.0 duper or UTERP, right? We got two rating systems out there now, Matt. Which one do you go with?
Yeah. So, well, back then I didn't have any the ratings. This was just, I told myself that I was a 4.0, and I hadn't even played tournament, hadn't played rec, nothing. Just watching guys, I'm like, I'm 4.0.
That's right.
Anyways, I like the duper system. But yeah, I like the duper system.
I mean, it seems I know once one side is going to go duper, it seems, and then another side. When I say that, it's, you know, we still have the big divide of MLB or PPA, APB, and it's maybe you could shed some light on it, because I still don't understand the contractual obligations between the two when I could see a player play on a PPA Tour event one weekend and go win gold on APP another, and then they're going to play on MLB. Yeah. I guess for me, it doesn't really matter. I'd like to understand it a little more. Right. What's your take on it?
So to be honest with you, I probably don't know it as well as I should. I do know that some of these big pros are signed, you know, Ben Johns, you know, they're signed to a specific tour. But I think that once, and I think that a lot of the guys within probably the top 20 or so are signed to a specific tour. And I don't think that that only happened when there was this big PPA MLP debacle, and then the tours are going, oh shoot, we need to capture these guys because they bring so many viewers. I think that outside of whatever it is, top 20 or so, top 30, I don't think that they're contractually obligated to either tour. It's been interesting. I know there's been a lot of drama, and
there has been.
To be honest, I don't follow MLP very closely. I've never been a fan of the rally scoring. I think that it's I've never been a big fan of rally scoring, and it's to me, like the MLP format is kind of more of an exhibition type format. And when I step back and look at the sport, it seems to me that PPA is going to, you know, be there for the long term, because it seems more like a prestigious tour, and you truly are finding the best talent versus, you know, you take any Joe Schmo off the street and have them watch MLP, you put Ben Johns in there, well, Ben Johns is diluted by a bunch of players. And so it doesn't really, I don't know. I don't think that, I really enjoyed PPA.
So interesting take. I mean, I enjoy the individual tours. I enjoy, you know, just watching a tournament and singles, doubles mix. I think I like MLP from the team aspect. And I think from trying to grow a sport, increase viewership, TV, right? I mean, it's all about getting TV revenue, TV money. That's where that's going to help, because rec fans, rec players, we want to get behind a team. We want to be like, go Arizona Drive. Let's go Orlando Squeeze. Let's do it. Who's got the best players? Right. And so we'll see how it works out. We'll see. I'm very anxious to see this new season of MLP compared to last year, and really how it goes. I mean, because I like a lot of the players, and it allows them to play out of their comfort zones, right? Colin and Ben can't play together. Right. Now, here's one I'll throw to you. We're talking about the tours, because there's Ben and Colin out there in California, and there's Anna Lee playing in at the U.S. Open, and J.W. Johnson's at the U.S. Open, and she's not over at the PPA. Yeah. And so again, who knows? Good for the sport, and congratulations on the win, of course. But those things are just interesting to me, because I think if you're so tied to PPA MLP, and I know the U.S. Open's huge. Right. I mean, so again, who knows, right?
I mean, so to be honest, I didn't realize that Anna Lee was at the U.S. Open. I knew that she wasn't there because
her and her mom won gold.
Anna Bright. Oh, that's that's interesting that they were there. But what's also interesting to me was that, you know, Ben plays with Anna Bright, and then, you know, they lose in mixed, and I don't think that's Ben's fault, but it does increase Anna Lee's credibility, because I mean, when he doesn't have Anna Lee, man, it's a different game for him.
Well, he won right with Etta Wright, and then him and Anna Bright couldn't get it done. But Thomas Wilson and Viv, they have been rolling this year, and I can't wait to see them square off again. They want Ben and Anna Lee. I mean, come on. This is the type of stuff that we want to see in some of these tournaments.
Thomas Wilson and Vivian David have been crushing it. And man, I don't know them personally, but they just seem like super, super humble, down to earth people. And as a duo, I think it's super cool to see them playing. And I really do hope that, I love watching Ben Johns play, but I'm rooting for those two. I'm quite jealous that Carbon has both of them signed, because I would love to, I, they're like I said, there's something about them. They just seem like they came from the grassroots and super
any
humble people.
Interaction that I've had with them, passing tournament, hey, play well today. There's always a smile. There's always like a ride on, let's go. And that's nice, right. You know, I mean, because not every player's like that. I can tell you not every player's like that. For the majority, I think a lot of them are, but right. They're still out there to do their job and they're out there to win and they're out there to play and compete and have some fun. But you're right. I like the way they've been playing. I liked Anna Bright and Rachel Rohrbacher playing together. And now I saw that they're not going to play together this time. And a lot of that comes to scheduling and things like that, Matt, you know, but I wish some of these pairings would stick and like try to go on the run, right? And be the team to beat. Like we're going to see Wilson and David.
Yeah.
Because right? they are going to stick together.
Yeah.
And they're the ones saying, you got to come after.
I think
us.
So.
And so much fun.
Man, I can see them. I can see them beating Ben and Annalie here eventually. And I personally, I think that it comes down to maturity. I just look at those two and it's like they might not get there overnight, but they both seem like they have that work ethic and the foundation to really just keep chipping away at it. And I don't know. We'll see. I think that they're going to be the team to beat here before long.
Yeah, it's exciting to watch every weekend. Yeah. We've got more pickleball coming. And now, all right, let's do a little future tripping, right? Because now your daughter's how old now?
Yeah. She'll be four next week.
That's right. She'll be four. So all right, let's future trip, you know, like 15 years into the future. And here she is, right? Graduating high school, training for Team USA pickleball, courting full rides from all these colleges, right? I mean, this is where we could see the advancement of this sport going for a young person, male, female, 4 years old. We get a paddle in their hand, a Havik Series paddle, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's what we could be seeing. Three Olympics, we could have an Olympic pickleball team. We could see all of these colleges really putting a little money into pickleball. It's not hard to give us a few pickleball courts there at the universities, and we're already seeing it. I mean, you've got Luke there down at Florida Southern, and they were in that tournament. And I'm just fascinated by college pickleball, too. I just think it's crazy and another great outlet, you know, for these kids. I played a lot of sports growing up, and I think here's another one that we don't have to pigeonhole children into soccer, football, baseball.
Right.
Play baseball. Play pickleball on the weekends. Maybe then all of a sudden you join the pickleball team in high school. Who knows? And I just think it's great from that outlet.
Yeah.
No pressure on your daughter.
I mean,
no pressure.
No.
Olympic hopeful.
No, I don't know. It's actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I posted a, or we posted a video or photo rather, I don't know, a week or so ago. of my daughter, she'll go outside with the, you know, she'll say, I want to play pickleball. And so she'll hold a paddle and I'll just throw her a ball. And she just hits it in there. But she had a prototype paddle. And so I put on there something like our best paddle tester or something like that.
That's the one you need.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see the sport growing. I mean, it's so inviting to all age groups. And I mean, I'd be surprised if we don't see it here in this next Olympics. And I mean, I see it continuing to grow. And
I think it's the one sport. You know, it's a truly a generational sport when you can have a whole generation playing together and having fun, right? Mom, dad, grandpa, kids, and everybody out there playing a little pickle. And so now we've got to talk about this thing we talked about a year ago. We kind of talked about, would it be fun? And firefighter out in California, folks, in case you were unaware, Matt is a firefighter and plays a little pickleball. And they play a little pickleball in the stations. Yeah. And I've been proffering that we should do a Calizona pickle tournament amongst firefighters. And I found now, and so now I really have to stalk him, I've been told, the premier fire pickler right here in the Phoenix Metro Valley, Matt. So I'm going to get on him and you're going to be my liaison to try to help get this thing together. I'll poke Dennis and we'll get, you know, like I was talking to you before we came on, if we could get two teams of four and somehow do something for charity, I think it would be awesome. And I bet we'd get some companies behind it and some sponsors and make it really fun. And so that's going to be kind of my passion project to work on. And you and me will talk about it, but I know you'd be interested in helping out with that, right?
100%. Yeah, that's, There are some firefighter tournaments here in California. There was just one in Newport, like
Nice.
the beginning of April, like April 13th or something like that. And there's a big turnout from fire departments. So yeah, the opportunity is definitely there. And I think with Dennis's connection at Los Cab, I think we could definitely make something happen. Yeah, he's in there. He's like
Oh,
the
he's always there.
and he's like the
I mean,
voice. Of,
anytime I watch a
everybody at
little of the
everybody at Los Cabs.
anytime I watch a little of the
No, I'm
tournament,
sorry, go
I
ahead.
was waiting somehow for him to make a cameo, just to find a camera and just get a quick wave in there.
Yeah, no, dude, everybody at Los Cabs playing with Mavericks now, and
Love it.
because Dennis, man, he's
Love it.
man,
And that
great, but
facility, I haven't been there. It looks amazing. I mean, that's an incredible place. And we're starting to see that as well. And we're starting to see more pickle facilities being built. But let's also talk about a little of Mavericks expansion. You were overseas, but you've got some international paddle presence with Mavericks as well. I talked to Howard on the show. Can you talk about that a little bit and how's that going?
Oh, I didn't realize that Howard was on the show. I'll have to go back and watch that. But yeah, so I mean, and I've got to give this shout out, and this is why like this whole process has been crazy, but just because like the relationships that have been formed. But Ben, Pickleball Ben, I think is his Instagram name. He does all the unboxings. So he bought our paddle when we launched. And randomly, I get a message, and he had made this unboxing video. It was the first one he had ever done. And I
That's
was like,
right.
"Holy shit!" It was really good. Anyway, so he and I, we've kind of grown together. We kind of both launched at the same time, and that relationship has built. He's been awesome, really, really great for Mavericks. But he put me in contact with, or had the distributors in Ireland, and then there's one in the UK. They contacted us. And so, yeah, we provided some paddles. And so, there's a couple distributors, or a distributor in Ireland and one in the UK who are carrying paddles. And yeah, I mean, that's all thanks to Ben. He was the one that really kind of got us in there. And I think a lot of that is he thought so much of our paddle that he spoke so highly of it that, they came to me and sent them demos and they loved it. So yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's crazy though. Just all these, there's so many people that launched like influencer brands or whatever it is at the same time as us. And I sent them paddles, when we started because I didn't know who was who. And there's just so many people that we've grown with, and it's been great. It's been awesome.
Well, and that's this sport. I mean, the
So
Pickleverse is this huge community. And, like for me, still wading into the shallow end of it, you mentioned, making connections. And I think that's what it's all about. I mean, here we are a year afterwards, both still doing our thing, right? We're in it to win it. We're not going away. Just like we said a year ago, right? I said, I'm going to ride this thing with you the whole way. We're going to see Mavericks everywhere, right? Lifting trophies. And it's so cool to see new paddles coming, new innovation coming. As we kind of finish things up here, back to your, presence in the local community, how do you want to continue to, keep Mavericks, in the forefront? We mentioned, hey, folks at Los Caps, Swing and Mavericks, you're working an ambassador program a little more now than before, but that's just all part of the evolution of Mavericks itself because you're taking your time to do it right and work with the right people. So talk about that as part of your vision, Matt, because that's something I really appreciate about you.
Yeah, so that's been an interesting subject because when you're building a brand, there's a million, and as you and I have talked about, there's a million different avenues that you can go down. Do you lean into ambassadors? Do you lean into retail? Do you lean into e-commerce? Do you try and grab a big sponsored player? But there's only so much capital. So you can't do
We're
it
not just
all,
we're not at the
right?
club. We're
So,
not just making it
right.
rain out there.
Yes, and more importantly, you only have so much time. And so I've had to sit down and really evaluate every avenue, seeing where we have the greatest return on our time. And when I say that, in order for this brand to build and to get to the where I want it to go, I mean, the bottom line is that you have to create revenue, right? And I hate to say that because it's not all about the money, but for the brand itself, obviously you have to have money in
Revenue
order to
builds
innovate. So,
innovation. Innovation builds the paddle, which continues to grow. So, yeah, of course, you can say that you don't have a company to not make revenue. Let's not hide from that.
Yeah,
unless you have a podcast.
So I've so I've had to evaluate every one of those avenues, and it's, you know, people tell me, hey, you know, get in the retail stores. Like, yeah, no, I know, I need to, we need to, but right now the focus, because as I stepped back, I look at, like, you know, Legacy Success, 6-0s, and there's a bunch of these different companies, right? And it usually starts with some sort of social media presence. And when I say that, you know, 6-0 gets a big boost from Chris Olsen, Pickleball Studio, right? And then it's kind of trickle down. Once you have a product that's been proven online, then it's so much easier to create an ambassador program. It's so much easier to get into a retail shop because they know who you are. You don't have to market. But if you're not known online, if you don't have that social media presence and with the reviewers, then your marketing dollars are, it's so much more expensive because you're trying to teach somebody who you are versus try and get a good product, get it in the reviewers' hands. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Once we can kind of get that built out, then it really makes it so much easier on me to really hit on the retail stores and ambassadors. And so we are in a handful of retail stores. It's not something that I've really pushed. Again, not that I don't want to, but it's time. Got to put my time into where I get the best bang for my buck right now. And then the ambassador program's been great as well. Kind of started that. I want to do a lot with that, but again, I don't have the time to completely manage it. And so I've tried to kind of keep a cap on how many people we have, because I do, like, every month I send out a update video to those guys, and I like to stay connected. Nice. And I don't want you come in as an ambassador.
Well, because we've talked about it. You wanted to keep it personal, right? It's not about having 8,000 people out there saying, you know, and holding a paddle, because I think what happens then is they're not carrying the message the right way.
Right.
And so as I look across 100%. This whole landscape of pickleball, right, in the Pickleverse, and we talked about this, a paddle company, you know, Mavericks, any company, has to continue to innovate, has to continue to stay ahead, has to listen to the people, I think, pros, rec players. Right. What is popular? What might be a little different? Right. Matt, we have seen so many paddle companies, right? As the fastest growing sport comes out, hey, it's like, this is the .com industry. I'm going to make a paddle and sail off on my pickle yacht to Barbados.
Right.
I don't know that should be the philosophy, but, you know, speak to yourself, because you know the grind that goes into it. Some of these companies, I think, just aren't going to be able to stick around.
No, I agree with you. And again, I do a lot of thinking. And there are companies that have kind of grabbed the Chris Olsen boost, and it's great. And I've had to kind of, like, not eat humble pie, but be okay with the fact that, like, hey, if the reviewers want to review the paddle, and that's an interesting process as it is.
Yeah.
If they want to review the paddle, great. If they want to review the paddle, great. But if not, we're doing the Phil Knight method, who, you know, the founder of Nike, is just laying brick by brick by brick. And, you know, over time, we provide good service to you. You tell your buddy, provide good service to him, and it builds out. And I think that you really do. There's something to be said too. In a way, I'm glad that we haven't grabbed the big bubble burst, like, you know, 6-0 or a Legacy, because you get overwhelmed so quickly and then all your systems fail because you're not set up to take on that demand. And then your company image and everything with it kind of goes down. Whereas I've had the opportunity to kind of, you know, look at things slowly and kind of build this thing slowly. And hopefully, you know, one of these paddles does grab. But I agree with you. I don't think there's a lot of paddle companies that are going to stick around for the long haul, because, you know, as it is right now, man, everybody's fighting for attention. But ultimately, you know, it's a grind. I think that from the outsider's perspective, like, you go on Alibaba, buy a paddle, and you can sell it. It's like, no.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Do it. I'm up till 12 or 1 in the morning every day.
Yeah, no, it's just not that easy. Because, you know, and I know what you do to put into these paddles. And I'm here with Matt Miller, Mavericks Pickleball. It's the Pickle with Mickle interview series. Two new models dropping, Havoc 15. These are 15s, folks. They're going to be awesome. We've got the pro. We've got the all court. There we go, right there. Which one we got there?
That's the pro.
There's the pro, right? Look at that, Bad Daddy. That thing is sharp. Woo!
These guys, oh, actually, it's a funny story. And then this is the all court here.
And there's the all court. And so, folks, if you've played with a Havoc 16 power, Matt already said the all court might be a smooth transition for you. But if you want to go for it, you might want to order that 15 Pro and really pop it around. But it might be too much power for you to control. So you might want to be an all pro. I don't know. But what were you going to say?
I don't know what I was going to say, but. Yes, you're right. I was kind of laughing because I put a warning on some of our branding for the pro paddle that
I got it right here. Hang on, let's bring it up.
Built for a pro.
Let's bring up that warning. I got it right here.
Yeah, should be right there at the bottom. So
where's the warning? I had it before.
Oh, it might have been on a different. Oh no, I think it's I think it was a different graphic.
Right here. There it is. Warning. So. This paddle is designed for high-level players who demand pop and power. Right. That's this guy.
And the reason that I put that was because you get the people that are influenced to buy a gearbox paddle that should never be swinging a gearbox paddle. And then once it's too poppy and has too much power, then they come back and go, it's too poppy and too powerful. It's but too yeah, that's powerful. The paddle you pop.
Yeah, so that's what you signed up for.
I put
for.
That on there because I wanted to be very clear to people that, like, you know, this it's an amazing paddle, has a lot of control, but I don't want somebody buying it thinking that it's a super soft face and then coming back and going, hey, it's too poppy and powerful. Because like I said, for the majority of people starting out, it's not a good paddle for them. It's just, it's way too poppy. So I had to put that on there so that when somebody buys it and comes back to us, like, hey, you know, we had a warning on there for a reason.
Well, and it's the next iteration of the Havoc series. And if folks need a great paddle to start with, there's still the Havoc 16, power and control.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those that's kind of how we're going to market this too, is those are the great entry level. And that power paddle still, I mean, it's beginner to advanced. It's just once you start getting up, you know, bumping that 4 or 5 plus level, those guys start wanting more pop and power, and that's what this is for. And it's funny, I like playing with the all court paddle because it does have a lot more control. I'm a lot more consistent with it. But I played with Dennis at Lowe's Cab the other day, and I forgot how damn hard he hits. And I hadn't played with somebody, you know, at his level in a while. And I quickly grabbed that pro paddle because I'm like, dude, the only way to create plays or shots or to actually be able to put some power in. You know, I had to, against him, I had to get something with a little more juice. So
you needed it. And the good thing is you have it. And so let's talk about your own personal game real quick before we go. How often are you getting to play, and where are you at? If you had to rate yourself now, we already know when you first went out there to be this next singles pro, get your triple crown, you went in at 4.0, a little humbled, but what, Where do you play these days, Matt Miller from Mavericks?
Well, when I started, I was a self-proclaimed 4.0.
Right.
I think if I had a duper rating, I was probably a 3.0. It's lucky, Matt. Playing at 4.0. I don't get to play very often.
Most people
anymore.
Are 4.0s and they sign up for 3.0. They don't go the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, and it was funny because when I signed up, I go in with the mindset too of like, screw it. If I get torn apart, I'm going to learn something. You know, that's the only way to learn.
Me too.
But yeah, I don't, the beauty of starting a pickleball brand is that I don't really get to play pickleball. I'm so damn busy with this stuff. When we get these prototypes out, I'll certainly try and get out to hit them, but I've got my set of guys that immediately when we get them in, I send them to those guys because they're getting out 6 days a week. And I just simply can't, you know, I can't get out that much. So honestly, the majority of my play now is at the fire station because we have nice. 3 courts at our fire station. So
3 courts, folks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We got to get this. I got to get more traction on this Calizona firefighter. I have some tests dinking for, you know, some charity or firefighters pickling for something. I don't know, bragging rights. We'll figure it out. But I think we could get something done there and it'd be a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun, Matt. I'm having a great time. How about you?
No, this has been awesome, man. It's I feel like we had a lot more to talk about versus a year ago when it was like, you know, there wasn't much. I had about a week's worth of information. So now, yeah, I mean, it's been great. Always awesome talking to you.
And for folks who want to get out and get this new paddle, they go to the website and they can still order. Pre-sales or it's not a pre-sale. They could just order it and the next launch is coming, or the next availability, I should say.
So on our website currently, the paddle's sold out. We haven't opened that back up. If people are interested, the best thing to do is sign up for our newsletter. That's where we will blast updates. If we do offer discounts, it's usually first given to the people on our subscriber list and whoever's
that,
on
folks?
Social media or whatever.
You hear that folks? You read between the lines, you get that fine print. Go ahead and go to mavericks.com and subscribe to that newsletter. You'll get all the latest updates. And when you can order that 15 that we've been talking about, that's so sweet. It's going to be there, and it's going to be there for everybody. Yeah. Matt, this has been so much fun. I'll get you out of here. Now, I know you're not a huge football guy, but there's a little thing called the NFL draft coming up. Okay. Anything you want to talk about, any football?
Dude, I honestly have not. And I mean, not that I'm a big football guy as it is. I've been completely checked out. Obviously, I'll watch the Super Bowl. I couldn't.
What about your Lakers?
I
wish. They're checked out.
Yeah, they're checked out too. I checked out on them as well. I wish I had more for you on the draft.
That's all right. But what do you want to plug on our way out here? Give something for the people.
Like I said, the biggest thing is sign up for our newsletter. When we launched these, we actually gave 10 exclusive 30% discounts. So that sold out in about a minute and a half.
Nice.
We send a lot of information out there. If there's anything, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out. More than happy to answer them. Anything else with retail stores or ambassadors, reach out to us. I can't promise that emails are returned super expediently on the ambassador side, but try to get to them. And follow us on social media. And
if
you have questions.
We've got a final toiler for the people, right? We're going to put together a little Havoc 16 Power giveaway. And so I think what we'll do is we'll stay offline and figure out exactly how we want to do that. But we'll get something out on social. People can respond after they'll have to watch the interview to get into the running to get a free Havoc 16 Power paddle. And they're going to love it. In fact, Matt,
love it.
What is the Easter egg code word for the free paddle? Right off the top of your head, just say it.
Let's go Free Mickle.
Free Mickle. All right. That's what it is. It's going to be Free Mickle. So people are going to have to listen to the whole interview. And so what we'll do, Matt, is we will figure out a way to put out a social post of the 15 or just even the Mavericks logo and say, go listen to the interview, find the code word, email either me at host@morethansports or Matt. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
And people can get a free Havoc 16. They're going to love this paddle.
Perfect. I love it. That's an awesome idea.
I do too. It was your idea. And I just had to make sure. I almost forgot about it. talking to you. I forgot about the paddle giveaway.
I did too. No, I threw out the idea of giving away the paddle, but you threw out the Easter egg word. And I like that. Make them watch the podcast and get to it. But yeah, I love giving away. And I know it sounds weird. Like, I love giving away product. Makes people happy. And he said, if the company could support it, I'd give everybody free product. Like, that's what this is about. And I love doing giveaways. It's fun. I'm more than happy to do it. It's great.
Well, the next thing we have to do is get on the real court. I know at some point we will. Whether I get out there, you make your way over here, we're going to do it. It's always great talking to you, Matt. I thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to be swinging this 15, and I'm going to be shouting its praises. Have a great night. Have a great rest of your week. Hang on with me here for just a minute, okay?
Cool. Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Mikkel. I really appreciate your time. It was awesome.
Matt, that was awesome. I am fired up for the Havoc 15, our Havoc 16 power giveaway. For all things Mavericks, go to MavericksPickleball.com. Our chat will be on all major podcast apps available on YouTube at The Mikkel Pod. Stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.